Welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both the male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hello and welcome back to the podcast, friendly people. I'm Jen and I'm here with David.
Hello.
To bring you another awesome episode of the podcast about one of our favourite times of the year, the CrossFit Games. Woohoo!
I tried to woo, but nothing came out.
Oh dear, you just opened my
silent woo.
But first things first, let's get ranting and raving. So David, what's your rant?
Running. We had to do a lot of running at CrossFit on Friday. It sucked. That's it. You had to start and finish with a mile. And then in the middle, there was 900 meters. So in the end, that was 2.5 miles. Or 4K. It sucked.
There's a lot of people who wouldn't think that was a big deal.
Well, I'm not a lot of people.
But then again, they're not doing 42 cleaning jerks in the middle of it.
Exactly. I didn't care what was in the middle of it. Didn't want to do the running.
Okay, well, my rant is a bit more, it's a bit less, funny like that. It's like, okay, my rant is looking for a home, but it's not that looking for a home is in itself a bad thing. It's just like all the stresses that come with looking for a new apartment. So basically we're going to move apartment because we want to live in a different part of Perth. But yeah,
it's just kind of a pain in a way because you have
it's just like filling in application forms for when you finally find somewhere you like, and then you've got to fill in an application, and then you're just thinking about all the things that you've got going for you, but all the things that like somebody else might have, and then you just think to yourself, right, well, just if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But at the same time, you're like, this is driving me insane.
You go from, I must move, oh, I'm desperate to go here, and then within a day, you're just like, I can't be bothered moving. I hate everywhere.
It gets to the point where you're like, would it really be so bad if we stayed where we were? I mean, really, would it be so bad? No, it wouldn't be so bad.
In fairness, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't
at all. If we were forced to stay here, it wouldn't be like, oh, no.
But yeah, so we'll keep you posted on that one. But, oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, it's always the first one's the worst, too. Because you've got to get everything together and stuff. Yeah. If we had to do more than one, it would probably be a bit easier now.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll just see, but we'll keep you posted. But what about your rave, David?
It's Jen's birthday week. Hooray!
Hooray!
And also, she keeps forgetting like that it's her birthday, which is rubbish.
Oh, just because it doesn't feel like it. I think because we've got all the like kind of like stress and anxiety of like looking at houses
so now
and applying
you need to
for
make
things
it more
and
exciting.
Are you going to make it more exciting?
Breakfast
for me?
Chocolate.
Yay, birthday breakfast chocolate. Well, that always has to be done.
Yeah. That all started because your mum got you like a bucket of chocolate bits.
No, she took my favourite chocolate bar.
That was it.
And she individually wrapped
squares or rows.
Squares of them into the most. She, like, it was the most beautiful little individually wrapped chocolate. So I had, so rather than her buying me a box of chocolates, I had this like Minions like little bucket. And it was just filled to the brim with all these individually wrapped chocolates of my favourite Lindt chocolate bars. And yeah, so we were like, right, okay, well, we're going to have one square every day. Like, these are kind of bigger squares.
Yeah.
One square every day.
For breakfast. Which we had to because we were moving to Australia like 2 weeks later. So we had to get through it.
Yeah. And yeah, birthday breakfast chocolate.
So now we do that.
So now we do it, except we don't like buy a bar that we have to go through.
Eat a whole bar for your breakfast.
We just have like a bit of chocolate in the morning.
What's your rave?
My rave is new coffee. So we went to two new coffee shops this weekend. Mr. Fox on William and Coffee Winkle. I like Coffee Winkle. It's such a cute wee name. Fox and Mullion was okay, but yeah. But Coffee Winkle was really good. Really good coffee.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And it's just really nice, like, to there's so much choice here for different coffee shops. We can, like, you know, test out new ones, and it was really good. And there was live jazz this morning with the coffee, so that was fun.
That was yep. fun.
Okay, so this year's CrossFit Games takes place in Madison, Wisconsin from the 3rd till the 6th of August. So from the time of airing, that will only be 1 week away. Woo! We cannot wait to see the games in a new location with new movements and a lot of new athletes. I think this year marks the first time that we say goodbye to a lot of the big names that we have grown up in CrossFit land with, but that just makes room for some new ones.
Yeah,
so I think that's pretty exciting. But before we start discussing athletes, let's have a chat about the games being in Madison. So a new quieter state, more of a family feel. They even have camping as an option for accommodation this year. You know, they really looked at what people wanted. Like, they wanted to be able to bring their family along to the event. They wanted to have somewhere where, like, getting a hotel was going to be really easy, or camping, you know, that there was lots of activities to do out with the games, that you could make a holiday, that there was places to eat. I mean, back when it was in
Carson, California.
Like, there was hardly anywhere, like, people were like, there was nowhere to go and eat.
Well, even the athletes, like, I've heard podcasts and they were saying, you know, even the athletes, you know, like, there's no point in taking my family because where do we go? It's just like an athlete village.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it.
So what do you think about the new location? Do you like it? Do you think they made a good choice?
I think it'll be cool. I think, I mean, even from the events that they've already announced, there's going to be more outdoorsy stuff, which is cool. Because that's a vibe of Madison. It's less, you know, there's just nature around, you know. So I think that'll be cool. It'll be less kind of city, you know.
I mean, I know when they were announcing the new location, well, when they announced that they were going to be looking at a new location,
yeah,
they did say they were looking around the world at new locations.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed that it didn't end up being in, like, Europe? Or,
no, I don't,
or are you not surprised?
I don't think it ever was.
No.
I think they say that, and I totally understand why it's not outside of the US.
Yeah.
At a push, it maybe could have gone to Canada.
Yeah.
But I doubt. I don't know how long it's supposed to be in Madison for, but it will be a long time before they can put it out in the States. Just because of where the vast, vast majority of CrossFit people are.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting bigger in Europe, but it's nothing like on that scale.
Yeah, so it's not that. I think if they made it in Europe, I think the athletes, obviously, the American athletes and, well, North American athletes, they would definitely still travel across for it. It's not anything to do with that. I think filling the stadium in Europe.
Yeah, well, they have to. And I think they could, but I think right now, doing the first big move, it makes sense to stay within the US, you know, from, I don't know, equipment suppliers, TV.
Time zones,
all these, like, logistics that actually make very little difference to potentially what you're seeing. Like, if they went to probably never go to Australia, but if they went somewhere in Europe, like, normally they get Rogue to make all of the rigs and stuff. So who the heck, they're not going to transport stuff from America.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they'd have to figure that out.
I mean, I think maybe.
It's too big. It may never leave America.
Yeah. But, I mean.
But that's okay. And I think people are kind of used to it. It kind of sucks in a way that it's not like the World Cup or the Olympics.
Do you know what? I think I just wish they'd said, we're looking for a new home in the States. That they hadn't said that, like, worldwide, to make it kind of an option.
Well, the only ones that I heard were, like, they eventually came out in Madison, but there was, like, one in Texas, Florida, and one in Florida that they looked at, I think, like.
Did they not look at somewhere in Tennessee or
Tennessee,
Georgia?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And probably, like, Colorado, because it's nuts there, like in Boulder. So.
No, not with the
altitude.
Altitude, no way they would have done that.
That'd be funny.
They would never have done that.
So, yeah, and I think, I don't know what Madison's supposed to be like from a climate point of view, but.
It's humid.
Like, when they did it in Carson, it was often, like, ridiculously hot.
Yeah, well, it was a dry heat.
Yeah.
In Carson.
And
so it's
hot.
But it's hot in Madison and it's humid. So
makes sense.
It's a bit I guess enough. It depends on what your kind of what you relate to better. It's going to be hot no matter.
I think no matter what with the athletes, they have to acclimatize. There's very few that will be like, oh, you know, this is fine because this is exactly what I'm like. Because if you lived in California, even if you lived in California, North and South California are totally different climates.
Yeah.
So you still had to get used to it. And I think that that's something that the athletes have gotten used to adapting to. They've now learned, okay, I need to get, you know, a lot of them get to the States early mm-hmm. if they're abroad, just to get used to the time zone.
Yeah.
And like if you're coming from here, like from Australia, Tia Claire has to get used to it not being winter.
I think she's been there for like a month.
Yeah, which is good. Mm. And then also, I think she's been in California, so she just mm-hmm. has to eventually move across to Madison, so she like a couple of time zones, which she can do a couple of weeks beforehand.
Yeah, and obviously, with being in Madison, it's meant that they've been able to bring in a lot of new movements, which for me is really exciting.
Yeah.
So they've announced that event one is run swim run,
but we don't know distances or types,
but obviously it's got to be a swim in the lake because Madison's got a massive lake.
I reckon it'll probably be like one side to the other.
Yeah, we know that event two is bike.
Yeah,
as in mountain bike,
which is really cool.
But it just kind of leaves it open. Will it be mountain bike trails? Will it be time trials? You know, how will they do it?
I kind of hope there'll be some kind of mountain bike trail. I kind of hope that they don't make it everyone go at the same time. I hope it's kind of semi-time trialed so that you can get a clean run, but it's still a time trial.
Yeah, so they
I think that'd be really interesting to watch.
Oh, you
know,
yeah.
It's like watching those... I don't know, I remember as a kid watching downhill skiing, and I was like totally thought, like, oh, he's 0.3 of a second behind, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that'll be really interesting because a lot of CrossFitters will have, like, oh, I do the assault bike all the time. And it's like, yeah, do you know how to change gears on a bike properly to be efficient? And now they're like, oh, crap, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Or I think that's going
to
be so fun.
Are you brave enough to go flying down that hill?
Yeah.
Do you want to? Or are you just going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to put the brakes on because I don't want to die, and I'll take a 25th in this one. You know, that kind of thing. So there's a bit of tactics. And
then the next event, I was like, so for years I've been saying, like, there's going to be an obstacle course in the games. There's going to be an obstacle course in the games. They're going to bring it back. Because for one of the very, very early games, there was an obstacle course.
I think 2012 was the last one.
And I was like, They're gonna do it. And I said to you, I was like, right, now they're in Madison, they're gonna have an obstacle course. And then when it came up, I was like, yes, get in.
It was like at the bottom of an Instagram post though. It was like hidden.
But I think obstacle course, brilliant.
It'd be so
absolute
much fun.
Genius.
Now that one, if they want to let everybody loose at one go.
Oh,
that'll be fun.
That would be really interesting.
Like maybe not the first like thing of climbing up a huge wall in case everybody falls down, but maybe I think they did it when they did it in 2012. They had like five people going at a time, but they all had their own like lane, so you weren't interfering with somebody else. So there was always like lots of people doing stuff at the same time, but it wasn't like, oh, he kicked me in the face, so I fell off a 40-foot wall, you know, something like that. But again, that's just a bit. They're very clever when they've released these, because if you haven't really been practicing that, you're not really going to learn enough.
No.
I think
everyone knew with it moving to Madison, it was a case of expect the unexpected. And I think they knew with it being like an outdoor sports kind of town, I think they knew, okay, we better like be doing some outdoor pursuits here.
Yeah.
Although in my head, like, I still have this thing, like, I think obstacle course, and I just think the, like, final of Gladiators.
Oh, see, I've got, like, Krypton Factor in it, which is a random obscure British TV show.
I've got Gladiators with the elevator, running up the elevator.
Do you want them to swing through a rope through a paper?
Yes, that's how I want it to end. They've got to run, grab the rope, and swing through the paper.
Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Oh, just brilliant. Just classic. They should have, like, leotards in Gladiators.
The contestants didn't wear leotards.
They did.
Should we just have, like, John Anderson, like, random Scottish bloke shouting.
You will go on my first whistle.
And then just shouting it like
Matt Wolf. Fraser. Matt Fraser, aka Wolf. You will go on my second whistle. Oh, brilliant. Anyway.
Jen's just going in nostalgia mode.
And then the only other announced workout is a 1RM snatch, which as soon as I read that, I was just like, oh,
for fiddle-dee-dee's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely adored the fact that there was no barbells in regionals. I thought that was genius, and it totally made these athletes think outside the box. I thought it was fantastic. And you know what? Like, for me, watching 1RM anything is just... I find it boring to do. I find it boring to watch. So watching them do a 1RM snatch, I'm just like... They'll know what they're aiming for. Whether or not they'll be able to do it, we'll see. But I'm kind of over 1RMs.
There's often just one of those, like, last year there was the deadlift. I'm sure the year before that there was a clean or something, or maybe that was the overhead squat one.
There was different with deadlift last year because they went through different weights. It wasn't just
a ladder.
Whereas this is just...
do
X amount of time to get a 1RM. And, oh, you know what? It'll be fine. And I know it's just one that they've thrown in because they kind of have to, but I was just kind of like, yawn.
Yeah, and you can kind of guess the winner already. Well, at least like...
Yeah, you can kind of predict who's going to be, and it's only if they buy some medical, like...
Like Josh Bridges. Josh Bridges ain't going to be winning that one.
No. And, I mean, obviously... there's still scope for some other new movements to come in. As soon as I heard it was going to be at Madison, I went, there's a big lake there. There's going to be rowing, but actual in the boat
in
rowing.
Whether
or not that is individuals rowing, which I think would be hilarious, because can you imagine some of these great big, especially the male athletes, just trying to go for broke on it and just like tipping over and capsizing. So whether or not it's individual or it's going to be a team event.
I think it would be great for the team.
I think it would be really good for the team. So that's my prediction for like a new movement.
Like team.
Team rowing.
Dragon boat race.
Team dragon boat race.
That'd be cool.
And you just imagine someone at the top. Heave. What about you? What do you think some movements would be?
I don't know specifically, but I think it'll come down. I think there'll be a lot more like pure CrossFit. Teenists. So like the last couple of years you've had like these random things like pegboard or handstand push-ups on the rings, and it's like, ugh, come on, let's just go back to pure just normal but hard and tough and stuff. I don't think there'll be any gimmicky things.
No,
I think the gimmick as such would be like all the outdoor stuff.
Yeah,
the different the quirkiness.
I think
there's always going to be something random.
But I think what I'd like to see more of is more strongman movements.
Well, I was about to say
strong the people.
The ones I always like are the awkward things.
Yeah, so like
pick
the
up,
slug
either
and the
pick
pin.
Up or push or pull.
Yeah.
Something awkward that you can't have figured out before.
Yeah,
because
the
it's
sledge or the yoke.
Yeah,
or
they had that year where it was progressively heavier, like bags and cylinders of sand that were just awful, and you just had to move them from one side of the field to the other.
Yeah, in a wheelbarrow.
No, it was another year.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that one was good. I like the wheelbarrow.
Maybe you could have like a lumberjack event where they have to chop wood.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I know that Rogue, who supply all the equipment, they've been spending a lot of time over in Scotland going to all the different Highland Games and seeing how they can help provide, well, kind of getting some inspiration from Highland Games. So I think it would be really interesting. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to see a toss the caber.
No, but what's that one where they have to swing it over the bar?
They've got to toss.
It's like a pole vault. You have to like fling it over the top of a really, really high bar.
Yeah. What, the caber?
No, like a weight.
Oh, just like a weight, yeah.
A barrel or something.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's not going to be anything that's going to be dangerous, but you could maybe see something like shot put, you know.
Yeah.
But I think just more, I would like to see more strong person events. And as you say, things like the yoke, the sled pull, sled push.
Yeah. Well, I've liked it the last few years. They've had like variations on the pig to flip. And then last year was the snail, because it was just this big round hay bale of sand that didn't move.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that, because it's a, they have to do stuff that they're not used to, they're not practiced on, and that messes with their heads.
Yeah.
Because they're like, how the hell do I do this?
Yeah.
And they have to just figure it out while everybody's watching.
Yeah, to me, they're the things I'd like to see.
They're cool.
Like,
I also...
You do barbells every day at the gym.
Yeah. I also really like, there was one, not this specifically, but I like the concept of it. There was one a few years ago, I think it was like 2014 or something, and it was like the muscle-up biathlon. And you had to do 10 rounds of however many muscle-ups it was.
Oh, Chris Spieler was amazing was at brilliant. That. Oh, good but old Chris.
But every time you dropped mid-set, you had to do a 400-meter run.
Yes, you had to be really clever.
So this mentality of penalty / tactics. So if you knew you couldn't do 20 muscle-ups, did you just stop at 12, take the run, do another 8? Or did you keep going until you couldn't get one, but then you're totally gassed?
Yeah.
And I really like that mentality, because it wasn't just a, just do it. You had to think, oh, right, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? You see the guy in front of you do more than you, and you're like, oh, no. What did? And it was just that, again, it's that mental side that you don't really, again, you can't really figure it out beforehand.
Yeah.
Like if one RM snatch, in their heads, they're already like, I'm going to try and get 300.
I think, like, not to go off on a tangent here, but I think this is what makes CrossFit athletes so unique. It's the unknown. Mm. It's the fact that they have got to adapt both physically and mentally to anything that gets thrown at them. Now, these bodies that they have built, they're like machines, you know. So you could say that their bodies could withstand anything within, you know. But mentally, you cannot prepare for everything mentally. Like an Olympic runner who's away to do the 100-meter sprint, he can mentally prepare for that sprint.
Yeah.
He knows exactly the emotions that he's going to go through. He knows how to deal with them. He knows, he or she, sorry, knows, you know, how to deal with it. But a CrossFit athlete doesn't, because they don't know what they're going to get. Mm. They could get told 10 minutes before, you're away to go and do, you know, an obstacle course, and be like, okay, I haven't done this bit, I haven't done that bit before.
They've done that before when it's like, you're going to go swim in the ocean. And half the people are like, what? Oh, I don't know how to swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
And there's sharks. There's no sharks, hopefully, in that lake. Maybe like a...
Really, nasty jellyfish.
A really weird octopus.
Or maybe Nessie. Maybe it's like Nessie, yeah. Maybe they'll like have a Madison Lake monster. I don't know what that lake's called.
Lake Madison.
Lake Madison, there we go.
I have no idea. I'm making that up.
Oh, me too. Let's just go with it. So as we mentioned, this year will be very interesting in terms of athletes. We say goodbye to a few. Many of the older ones are still holding on, and we have a new youth coming through.
The youth.
The new movements for sure are going to highlight a lot of strength and weaknesses in athletes that we either never knew about or we presumed would do great. Plus, I think there's been a real focus this year with the athletes. For the first time ever, most of the athletes are making other factors a priority. So nutrition, recovery, sleep. Those kind of factors are now kind of as standard. They're focused or not. I think last year you saw a lot of them really kind of like honing in on that, especially nutrition. But the previous years before that, it's been like, maybe half the athletes knew, not all of them. Mm. But this year they've all really honed in on that. So that'll be interesting to see how that affects all their performances. Mm. But as a whole, who do you have bets on doing well? Both male and female.
I'm going to let you go first, because you did get dibs on this.
Well, I was writing what we were talking about. So for females, I think and hope that Tia Claire Toomey does well. First of all, because she's an Aussie. Second of all, because she's just a really, like, amazing athlete.
She's come second twice in a row.
She's come second in the past 2 years. She's an Olympian. She's just all round, like, just such a fantastic athlete to watch. And she's really just, her technique is so dialed in.
Yeah.
So dialed in. It's incredible.
And I think with her, like, we were watching the documentary last night from last year, and I think her issue just on that last day seemed to be that she didn't think she could win it.
Yeah.
So I think she's worked on her headspace.
I think she knows that what's stopping her from winning is her mental strength.
Yeah.
And I think she's really focused on that this year.
So that'll be interesting to see. So
that'll be really, really interesting. And, you know, I know the first year she came second, she was really shocked.
Yeah.
And it was like a big surprise because she was just hoping to kind of do well.
Do well.
But last year, she spent a lot of time throughout the games, like, being in first place or...
Or, like, near it.
Near it. And with the last event, her beating Katrin, which is all she thought she needed to do to win, and then finding out it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
I think it was so gutting for her.
It was, like,
I think,
a few points.
Yeah, I think she's... Yeah, she's going to come back and she's going to kick some booty.
Yeah, I think for the ladies, I don't think Katrin is going to pinch the American term, three-peat and get three in a row.
I can't believe anybody... Oh, Jesus.
I was just hearing it the other day. But I knew you'd pinch Tia. But I reckon Sarah, Sigmund's daughter, could... Because she was similar to Tia. She was super strong. She could do everything, but her head was a bit.
Yeah, and
But this year she's been training at Rich Froning's box at CrossFit Mayhem, and I think I think she was training in isolation ish before, and now she's been training with this much larger group, and I think that.
Yeah, it looks and like also, she's got different coaches now.
She's got different coaches. She's around different people. It's just a different way of training. And I think... And she just seems to...
She seems happier, doesn't she? I mean, I know on Instagram you only see a snapshot of everybody's life and you normally only see the good stuff. But she just does seem a lot happier.
But as I said to you the other day, if you're training with, like, 10 other people... You're never going to win everything. So you're going to go, well, I need to improve on my handstands because I can't beat so-and-so in handstands, but I also need to improve on my clean and jerk because I can't beat so-and-so. So you're always going, right, I can always see somewhere to improve.
Yeah.
And again, her head space is probably a bit...
Well, I do think you bounce off other athletes as well in terms of just
If you're going to train anyway, you know? CrossFit Mayhem seems pretty...
Pretty good place
cool
to train.
Cool place. Yeah. And Tennessee's lovely.
Yeah. In terms of male athletes, I really think, I think it's the Canadian boys you've really got to look out for. Brent Fikowski, obviously, but I think Patrick Vellner has got the physical strength to do a lot of things. He's a very good athlete physically, but his mental game is just so on point. You know, he's a full-time student. He's doing lots of other different things. CrossFit to him is something he does for fun.
Yeah.
But it's not his whole world. Now, you may say that to do well, CrossFit has to be your whole world. But I think for him, the fact that it isn't, the fact that he just goes out there and he does it because he enjoys it and he loves it and it gives him a buzz. You know, he's moving his body. He's like... competing, I think the fact that he just really, really enjoys it and that's why he's doing it, I think that is what gives him that edge over some
other
athletes.
Well, the amount of players in other sports that when they fall out of love with the game, they just are like, you know, I'm not going to bother doing it. And they just drop off.
Yeah.
So I think, well, I was going to say Fikowski, but I think I just don't think you can knock Matt Fraser. Like, from last year, what could he not do?
Yeah.
And I know everybody else is, you know, but if he's just done the same again. It's gonna, like, he won by a mile last year. I think he won by the most points ever. Yeah. Even Froningen never did that.
And I think you could say that a lot of Matt Fraser's strengths is in barbell work, and if there's not a lot of barbell work, he might suffer. But last year, you know, the fact that he, like, you know, did so well on the 6K run. And
well, he won the trail run. He came, like, second in the sprint thing.
Yeah.
He did well at... He won regionals.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a barbell in sight.
Yeah, so...
So where's his bad? Like, where's...
We'll see what he's like on a bike.
Yeah.
On a mountain bike, yeah.
The wrong shape for a bike. Tip over. But yeah, I think it's going to be hard to but the only issue is...
I think he's going to do well.
Like, he has a major target on his back now.
Yeah. I think he's going to do really, really well.
So if there's an obstacle course, maybe someone will shove him.
So whether or not... I think he's definitely going to be top three. Unless he gets injured, I think you're looking at top three for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could honestly say Fraser, Fikowski, Vellner. The three of them, just which three
order.
Which order it's going to be. We'll just see.
Also, I don't think she'll win it, but go Sam Briggs.
Sam Briggs, woohoo!
The cheeky Brit in there just doing it.
Well, she came fourth last year, so...
Like, she's just doing it. Like, awesome. Again, she's just doing it not for fun, but, you know, she's just going and enjoying herself. She's not trying to, you know, set the world on fire, but she'll still win a few events. There'll be some. She'll still win.
Well, speaking of Sneaky Sam... Who else? You know, I think we've got to talk about who we think might be sneaky and come out of nowhere. I think on the male side, for me, Travis Mayer.
Hey.
Travis Mayer. I mean, he's been around, this is his fifth games.
Yeah.
And everyone's just, it's not that people have underestimated him. It's just that no one's paid attention to him.
Yeah.
And he's got some seriously good coaching in place now with Training Think Tank. And
who are also doing it with Noah Olsen.
Noah Olsen. Oh, I've been watching him and I just think he's...
That just made it sound really, like, lusty. Oh, I've been watching him.
Well, he's not bad in the eyes.
Carry on.
I think people will be like, holy crap, where did he come from? You know, like...
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, his whole, like, games t-shirt is Travis Who.
Travis Who, yeah.
And I think, so, like, it's already on the t-shirt.
But I really do think
people
have been... I think he is at the right place, physically and mentally now, to do well.
I think he'll be one of these people. I think he'll do really well, hopefully. I don't think he would win it, but I think he'll be one of these, like... I think he'll be quite consistent. He'll be one of these people that might not actually win an event, but he'll be like...
Always top 10 kind of thing.
Top 10, top 5. Like, he's not going to have one random, like, 31st unless something goes totally wrong.
But I have a funny feeling, like, both...
But because of that, he could get third and second.
Yeah.
Because he's consistent.
With both the Training Think Tank guys, both Noah Olsen and Travis Mayer... I have a funny feeling, like, I think everybody hears the two of them and would presume that Noah would do better, but I really do think that Travis Mayer might edge Noah Olsen. And also, you don't know how that pec injury from the regionals might affect Noah Olsen in the games. He might be fine, he might not.
I think he probably would be okay. But, yeah. Well, my for the guys is Alex Smith. So Ben Smith's brother. So he's a rookie this year for the games. And, like, that dude is, like, gymnastic-y.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like...
Which will be good for obstacle courses and flinging yourself over stuff and under stuff.
He's also, like, damn strong.
Yeah.
So I think now that he's finally gotten to the games, he'll be, like, up there. Like, anything, like, stupidly heavy, maybe not, but I think he can hang with most guys...
Yeah.
On that kind of thing. And he's been training with his brother, who's gone a million times and won it 2 years ago. So he kind of knows how it works. So he's already got that little mental...
No, he's edge. Definitely one to watch. One to watch. And for female athletes, I think we have to watch Kristen Holt. I think
it's pronounced Holt, as Jen did it.
Not Halty.
Not Halty, as the Americans like it. Halt.
But we saw Kristen Holt at the Battle of London, also the Athlete Games, and she is an amazing athlete. Absolutely amazing.
We also did just, see Sarah.
We also saw Sarah, yeah. She just gets to work, and she did really well in regionals.
Mm.
Really well. So
she is like Travis. Like, you kind of know, oh yeah, I kind of recognise that name.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't ever.
So, do I think she'll win it? No.
No.
Do I think that we will be talking about her at the Games? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what these are. Like, mine's the same with Emily Abbott. Like, she's been around, you know, people know her, but especially the events they've announced already, they just totally seem her bag. Like, outdoors, just getting on with it. Like, she grew up in a farm and, like, she used to just have to carry stuff around. So she's, like, no stranger.
She's so outdoorsy.
Moving stuff about and...
Yeah.
And yeah, she's...
And she's another one who just goes out and has fun.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think we'll be talking about her too. I think after we've, like, spoken about events and things like that, I think we also just have to make a wee note here about Dave Castro. Dave Castro loves his hints, and he has just posted another one on Instagram saying that the next event will be, asking people to guess what the next event will be. He's given us that it will be the rep scheme of 100, 80, 60, 40, 20, 4 time, and he's asked what people think the different so ones could be.
What's your guess? I'm hiding my answers. Like, you put your elbow over it, because
I don't know. I mean, I think...
Well, that's a rubbish answer.
I think when you look at those rep schemes, I think the 100, the 80, and the 60, and the 40 are unlikely to be with a barbell. I just don't think... I mean, I think the 20s might be something with a barbell. I think the...
Do you want me to give you... I've got actual things.
Have you got actual things? Actual, yeah.
So this is my random guess that I wrote down just before. So I reckon 100 calories on the assault bike, just to start off.
Yeah, that's a long time.
80 wall balls.
Oh, you see, I would put 100 wall balls. That's what I was thinking, 100 wall balls.
60-foot handstand walk.
Oh, yeah.
40 box jumps. Maybe box jump overs, burpee box jumps, something like that. And then 20 clean and jerk. Something. I don't know, like moderate to heavy.
Yeah.
Like a big chipper, and then you've got to do some crazy barbell stuff at the end.
Yeah, or maybe like 20 heavy deadlifts.
I was thinking about deadlifts, but I thought that's a really boring ending.
Yeah.
Like, go, 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 and up, down, up, down.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
Because it won't be too heavy, because you want to... But it won't be light. It's not going to be like thrusters.
I think with it being 100, I think you're looking at either calories on the bike or rower.
Yeah.
Or wall balls, for sure.
Or maybe you start off with a 100-foot handstand walk.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it'll be double unders. I think
I forgot about double unders.
That's probably
I mean, that's the only thing that I wasn't sure about that handstand walk, because I'm like, that's really quick.
Yeah, I think 20 is too much for it to be things like muscle-ups. Because I'm sorry, I don't want a chipper to end with 20 muscle-ups and you're just watching them kind of...
No, that's why I think it'd be a barbell. It's one of those, like, you do your last rep, you drop it, you run.
Yeah. I don't think there needs to be, like, kind of toes to bar or...
That was the only other one. I wasn't sure if it was, like, 40 toes to bar or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
But by the time this podcast comes out, they'll probably announce it and we'll all look stupid.
Yeah, maybe, like... Dumbbell cleans? No, I think dumbbell snatches work better. And if you've already had a 1RM snatch, you're unlikely to have dumbbell.
But as I said, we're all going to look stupid.
Yeah, because it'll be something completely random and...
Like, oh, what do you mean you didn't think about 100 whack-a-moles for time? Okay.
But saying that though, like Dave Castro could completely surprise us, and it could be, like you said, go back to textbook CrossFit moves.
That's what I kind of want. I think I think in general, to like wrap up what I've been saying, like I think moving to a new place, you're gonna have the people that already enjoyed it, but you're gonna have a new audience. So you want to show them.
Yeah, let CrossFit be CrossFit. And I also think like they've really emphasized the fact that they want to make it a family thing. They want to make it something that you can watch as a family, that you want to bring your family to. And I think if you want to get the next generation motivated, you've got to go back to those classic CrossFit moves. You want to get the kids like going to their play park and doing like the you know, the obstacle course, the monkey bars and things like that, like running up the slide and like, you know, just random things like that.
But I think that's
box jumps, like them jumping on something, you know.
Because you can't, like, it's rubbish. Like, the cool thing about watching CrossFit when you do CrossFit is like, oh, I can do that tomorrow at the box. Okay, I can't do that, but I can do those movements, whatever. So I could give that a go. But when they start putting in weird stuff, you're like, oh, I can't do that. So it's kind of lost its like shine a bit. And okay, when they've got like the massive objects, you know, you can't do that exact thing, but you could load up a sled and pull it, or a car and pull it, or push it, or whatever.
Well, going back to strongman events, lift up a car.
They could do that thing where they like
do it with the airplane.
No, the one where they shell out a car and they like have a harness inside it, and then they stand up and then they like walk with the car.
No. Like, do you not remember watching like The World's Strongest Man, and they've got to like pull a jumbo jet?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, there we go.
With his teeth.
Jumbo jet pulls. Right. I think that's maybe they time could to
work,
end
it. Maybe they could work up. They could start like something small. It's like a ladder, pull ladder. Oh, and start off with like a mini, like, I can pull that. And then it's like truck. And then eventually it's like plane, house.
Oh, me. So, don't forget to check out this year's games and see what gets announced and what they actually do and who does well and who doesn't.
Prove
us all wrong, yeah.
We'll delete this afterwards.
We tend to view the games for free over on the live stream or where it's recorded. I think this year it's going to be on the CrossFit Games website, but if you're in the States, it's going to be shown on CBS. It's super easy to watch, and it's just fun. Yeah. Like, it's really great fun to watch.
And you don't have to watch it live.
Yeah, well, even though we have a weird time difference, so our chances of watching it live are kind of slim to none.
We're like plus 13 hours.
Yeah.
So whatever there says in AM, we're in PM.
Yeah, oh, it's random. But we will work it out.
We'll watch it somehow.
We'll
probably know the winner on Sunday, and then we'll go back.
Yeah, we'll know the winner before we watch the last events, probably. But yeah, thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please email us or check out the website, chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what you love and hate about the games. Check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels. And if you have time, leave us a review. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a podcast. Oh, and a reminder that you can like Chase the Red Grape over on Facebook. That way you'll always know when a podcast is up. But you can also see when I post something new on the website. But if Instagram is more your thing, then you can find us there too. But we will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.